We've got our first real look at Aaron Sorkin's likely Best Picture contender. I'll tell you more. Also, a new study links spirituality with civic mindedness, and Christian leaders are speaking up about the Breonna Taylor case. That's all ahead. This is Relevant Daily.
It's Relevant
Daily. It's Relevant Daily.
Relevant Daily.
It's Relevant Daily.
Hey everyone, I'm Tyler Huckabee. Welcome to The Relevant Daily, where I bring you what's happening at the intersection of faith and culture. All those stories are coming up, but first I want to tell you today's episode was brought to you by Convoy of Hope. In what feels like the blink of an eye, things got tough, really tough. That's why Convoy of Hope has provided more than 100 million meals to those hit hardest by the pandemic. People who've lost their jobs or are struggling to feed their children, those who can't afford to get sick. To help, visit convoyofhope.org/relevant. That's convoyofhope.org/relevant. Or just use your smart speaker to give today. Any amount is appreciated and will help people who need it most. Your gift to convoyofhope.org/relevant will make a difference for so many. Thank you for supporting Convoy of Hope as they respond to this crisis and others around the world. And if you can't give today, please keep showing kindness to others. We're going to get through this together. All right, here's today's top stories. Just a few days after the teaser, we've got our first real look at Aaron Sorkin's return to the director's chair for the trial of the Chicago 7, a historical drama that sure looks eerily prescient given current events. The movie will follow the story of the 8 men who were arrested while protesting outside the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, led by a famous anti-war activist and countercultural icon, Abbie Hoffman. The men were charged with the intent to start a riot, although a later commission would determine that the police had instigated the violence. So yeah, this feels a little bit timely. There's going to be a legal drama. It's got historical importance, plenty of opportunities for grand speeches about politics. The whole thing feels very much tailor-made for Sorkin's filmmaking sensibilities. And it's a good thing he's got a cast who can pull off his script writing here. Sacha Baron Cohen will star as Hoffman, actually, a very different role for him, but apparently he's quite good in it. We've also got Eddie Redmayne, Jeremy Strong, Alex Sharp, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, filling out the rest of the defendants. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's here too, Mark Rylance, Michael Keaton, Thomas Middleditch, a lot of men. It's kind of a boys' club, even by Sorkin's standards. But the film has opened to a lot of positive buzz. We'll get a limited release this week, just going to be in theaters long enough to get it into the Oscar contention, and then we'll head to Netflix on October 16th. We'll be looking forward to this one. Also, a new study titled What Does Spirituality Mean to Us? Found that Americans who say they're highly spiritual are more likely to be civic-minded and want to make a difference in their local communities. The more these people identify their spirituality as some sort of connection, whether to God, to another higher power, or even just a connection to humanity in general, the more likely they are to be active in their communities by volunteering, donating, and voting. So the Fetzer Institute funded this study as a way of determining just what spirituality even means in America anymore. While the study took place before the coronavirus pandemic, which could have an impact on American spirituality in a way that won't become clear for a few years, the study still provides an interesting window into how being spiritual affects the daily life of the average American. According to Omar M. McRoberts, who's professor of sociology at the University of Chicago, who was an advisor on the study, he talked to Religion News Service and said, "What the Fetzer study has uncovered is how much people are talking about connection when they talk about spirituality, connection between the inner and the outer world and with others in community. Spirituality is not a solipsistic endeavor where it's just about individual experience or elevation. While spirituality may have an impact on how involved Americans are in their communities, its connection to their actual political beliefs is a little more tenuous. Only 45% said their spirituality influences their political views, and just 36% said it influenced their political actions." This study also tried to get the distinction between spirituality and religion, and that's kind of a new topic of study. Researchers are still wrapping their heads around what people mean when they use one word over the other. So, for example, in this case, 70% of the respondents consider themselves both spiritual and religious, while just 16% said they were only spiritual, and just 3% said they were only religious. So, all told, 86% of the respondents in this study said they were at least somewhat spiritual. The study also asked people to draw a picture of what they think spirituality is. Some common drawings included things like nature and connection with others and symbolic representations of positive attributes attributes like peace and love, so hearts or a dove. The study confirmed that whatever their definition of spirituality, most Americans still consider it to be something positive and worth working towards. Jillian Gonda is the program director at Fetzer Institute. She said, "The more someone is spiritual, the more they aspire to be spiritual. It seems to be a never-ending search and journey that deepens for people over time." Finally, on Wednesday, a grand jury in Louisville announced that none of the officers involved in the no-knock raid that ended with Breonna Taylor's death will be directly charged. One officer, former Detective Brett Hankison, will be charged with first-degree wanton endangerment for firing into Taylor's neighboring walls. The ruling probably wasn't really a shock to a nation. We've grown pretty accustomed to unarmed, innocent black men and women being killed with impunity by police, but it was a disappointment to Americans who'd hoped for justice for the 26-year-old EMT who was reportedly asleep in her home when the shooting started. Across the country, Christian leaders spoke up to mourn the ruling and call on others to cry for justice. We've been compiling statements that have been released by Christian leaders over at relevantmagazine.com. I'll read you just a few that have come out so far, and this list will be updated throughout the week here. For example, Kyle J. Howard, that pastor, writer, activist, said, quote, "They can kill us in a park, they can kill us in our car, they can kill us in our own home. Our lives may not matter to many, but they matter to us and they matter to God. America will know the judgment of God for its treatment of image bearers. Black lives matter." Bernice King, activist and a daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., said, "Praying for Breonna's mother and family because they knew and loved her before her name became a hashtag." Austin Channing Brown said, "I am both deeply disappointed and not at all surprised. How can both be true? My humanity demands the first, and my experience produces the second. Breonna deserved my disappointment, my anger, my frustration, because her life mattered." Lecrae, activist and rapper, said, quote, "It's all kind of numbing. On one hand, it's like, I know I'm not crazy. There's a real problem in our country. On the other, I'm sad that everyone doesn't see it, and some don't want to. Of course, I know God is at work. It's just tough to process it all." Our friend Propaganda Prop said, "I think what I would like our zeitgeist to try to understand is the fact the officer didn't break the law. Let that sink in. The system worked perfectly. This is our problem. This is our dilemma. This is our curse." Carlos Whitaker said, "I'm gutted. Please listen, white friends. I know some may want to try to help your black friends by offering some sort of what you feel is logical explanation about laws or data or such today. Please don't. Lament with us, grieve with us, hurt with us. Don't talk at us." And we'll be including more of these, like I said, as they come in. So you can read all of those and more about everything else we're covering over at the homepage at relevantmagazine.com. For the latest, make sure to follow Relevant on social media. We're on Twitter at Relevant, Facebook and Instagram at Relevant Magazine. You can subscribe to our other podcasts there too. I'm here every weekday bringing you the latest at the intersection of faith and culture. Thank you for listening, everyone. This is Relevant Daily.